Basketball.
Basketball.
You're listening to the Knicks Nation Podcast, where we've got all your Knicks needs covered. Now, live from the city that never sleeps, here are your hosts, Anthony and Chris.
We are back for another player preview, and today we have Mitchell Robinson, the center for the New York Knicks. If you're new here, we're doing a player preview, one video equals one player, previewing players of the for the 2024-2025 Knicks season. Can't wait to get into the season, and today we have Mitchell Robinson, Chris, the hottest, I think the hottest name coming into the season. You know, yeah. Whether you think that he's going to have a great year, you know, we'll get into it, but it's interesting. It's intriguing.
Yeah, he's definitely, well, if you don't want to say that he's probably the hottest name on the Knicks right now as far as, you know, the role that he's going to play, he has to be the most critical, in my opinion.
There you go.
The most critical. That's Mitchell Robinson. That's
a word. There's a word I was looking for. Appreciate that. But, all right, Mitchell Robinson, last season, played only 31 games, injured a majority of the year, came back towards the end. In the playoffs, got re-injured. Don't know if that Joel Embiid play was to, you know, was the reason why he got re-injured, but ultimately got re-injured and kind of has been rehabbing the injury this whole summer. We're not sure if Mitchell Robinson has been in the gym or not. The latest report from Ian Begley was saying that he hasn't done any basketball activities thus far. That was late August. It is September. Training camp opens up in about a little over 3 weeks here. So, hey, we don't know if Mitchell Robinson is going to be healthy for the start of the 2024-25 season, Chris. And I guess that's where we can start, right, is health for Mitchell Robinson.
That's going to be the biggest key. When it comes to Mitchell Robinson, it's going to be what can the Knicks do to keep him healthy once he's healthy and, you know, basically just keep him on that court, you know, especially come playoff time. You know, obviously we have other bigs. We have Precious Achiuwa. We have Jericho Sims. You know, possibly the Knicks might be, you know, shopping for another big per se. But Mitchell Robinson is our primetime defender. You know, he's the guy who's going to match up with an Embiid. He's the guy that's going to match up with a Jokic. You know, in my opinion, he's critical. He's critical to this Knicks team, and Knicks got to find a way to keep him healthy.
Yeah, look, we've been talking about it on our previous episodes that the Knicks have to try to find ways to keep him healthy, maybe not play back-to-backs, and maybe limit his minutes. I'm sure they're going to do that anyway. And, you know, maybe kind of load manage Mitchell Robinson coming into this season because he hasn't played over 70 games. He's only played only over 70 games one time in his career, and that was the 21-22 season. So other than that, the most games he's played was 66, and that was his rookie season. Look, 2019-2020, 61 games. 2020, 31 games, 21, 72 games. Most in his career, 22, 59 games last season, 31 games in the regular season, played some games in the playoffs. But so his stats last season, just a little bit of, you know, stats from Mitchell Robinson last season. His usage was 9.9%. That was low, but throughout his career, his usage was never above 11%. And with the absence of Isaiah Hartenstein's playmaking, Chris, do you think the Knicks use Mitchell Robinson in more of like a passing role, use him in kind of like a passing big? It's not really his game, but
no,
not
at all, man. I mean, unless there's something there that we haven't seen before, I'd find it hard to believe that they're going to just, you know, give Mitchell Robinson the ball in the post and expect him to make, you know, an Isaiah Hartenstein type pass, you know, out to a corner three or whatever it may be. That's not his game at all, but I think, again, and I feel this is something the Knicks don't take advantage of, even when Mitch was playing less this past season. Mitch can catch them lobs, man. Mitch can catch them lobs, and for whatever reason, they don't do it. They don't do it. They don't look for him. They don't toss it up for him, at least not the way Mitch has shown that he can go. You know, Mitch has shown that in the past he can go up there and get the ball. But for whatever reason, the Knicks just don't look for it as often as I feel like they should. And if there's one area where I think his usage could go up, is in that type of scenario.
Good point. You know, last season, the Knicks really missed Mitchell Robinson a lot in terms of lobs around the rim stuff. He was open. He's calling for the ball. Mitchell Robinson is open. And, you know, I think they'll work on that some this year regarding, you know, who's that player. You have OG now. You have Brunson. I think Brunson really needs to work on that. Kind of, he misses Mitchell Robinson down low a lot. So I'm pretty sure he will work on that as well. You know, we're going to miss the passing from Hartenstein, the playmaking a little bit. Does that kind of, you think Mikal Bridges can kind of take that role a little bit? You know how the Knicks use Hartenstein and as like that high key player, the kind of those backdoor cuts. That was Isaiah Hartenstein's bread and butter, you know, and yeah. The Knicks are going to miss that. But that's not to say they don't have players to, you know, replicate that. I mean, Mikal can come in here and do that. Mikal has shown us in his career he's a good passer. So it can kind of shift towards Mikal a little bit with the absence of the passing from Hartenstein. But, you know, it's something they're going to have to work on training camp, you know, because the passing of Hartenstein will be missed. But I don't think, like you said, I don't think that's in Mitch's game, you know, the playmaking a little bit. I don't think that's his forte.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see, you know, Mitch out there throwing passes and threading the needle to anybody per se. But I do think, you know, the additions of, you know, just Mikal Bridges being there, that's definitely an option. And, you know, OG Anunoby, you know, he showed that he can also, you know, pass the ball a little bit. So, you know, he's also expanding his game, showing what he can do. Hell, that's part of the reason why he's on the Knicks to begin with, right? He wanted a bigger role, wasn't getting it in Toronto. Little by little, we're seeing more and more of OG Anunoby with the Knicks. So maybe that's another wrinkle he adds to his game. But look, all in all, with the departure of Isaiah Hartenstein, while it does stink, I think we're still in good shape.
Yeah, so do I. I think we're in good shape. Look, Mitchell Robinson, his block percentage has always been elite as well. His is steal percentage, believe it or not. 3.1% block percentage, 2.2% steal percentage. Offensive rebounding, he's the best of the best. 36% of the team misses. He is grabbing an offensive rebound. Remember the beginning of last season, Chris, when he was grabbing offensive rebound after offensive rebound after offensive rebound. Demoralizing teams and that gives us extra possessions. And those were big for us. Even the front half of last year, we were like a 500 team. It was a mess. But Mitchell Robinson was playing pretty much. He was like one of the Knicks' best players alongside with Brunson, right? So
yep.
It's always been his strength, the offensive rebounding. And yeah. I think we're going to see more of that this season.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt, I think that's just a staple. You know, that's what you can expect from Mitchell Robinson. He's going to get the boards, defensive or offensively. He's going to battle down there. I mean, look, Mitchell Robinson, I keep saying he's critical, right? Obviously, for everything he does defensively. I still feel there's some more that can be unlocked there offensively with Mitch. But, you know, when I think about Mitch at his best, you have to go back to the Cleveland series where he shut down Evan Mobley, you know, and Jared Allen.
Breach.
And just manhandled them 1-2. So that's the Mitch I want to see come this season and hopefully in the playoffs.
That's the Mitchell Robinson that, you know, is in there and we can get this season if he stays healthy. That is a big if. Now, if he misses the first, I don't know, Chris, would it be crazy to say Mitchell Robinson is out the first 10 games of the season, kind of misses the first few weeks of the season because simply he hasn't really been doing much? He probably has to get his stamina up. I mean, I'm not hearing anything, but I'm pretty sure we're going to start to see, you know, some Mitchell Robinson news coming up shortly. And I'm not sure Knicks fans are going to be, you know, thrilled if, let's say, the Knicks are like, look, he's not ready yet. He's still rehabbing, but he's close. I'm not going to be mad at that because, you know, he's such a fascinating player because all of his injuries have kind of been like frustrating freak injuries. And which is why that Joel Embiid played made us so made us pissed off. Because this guy works his ass off, one of the best centers in the league. Then Embiid does that, doesn't get suspended. No one cares because it's Joel Embiid. And then now, you know, is a possibility of Mitchell Robinson missing some of this season. But I'm excited for Mitch. I think this is going to be a big bounce back year for Mitchell Robinson. Because like you said, Knicks need him.
Yeah, they need him. And look, if he were to miss, let's say, a couple games to begin the season, hell, maybe even the first month, I still think the Knicks are in good shape. I think they're in good shape. I just think, look, Mitchell Robinson, get healthy, get 100% before you step on that court. You know, it's a new season. With the team that we have now, we should be okay. You know, Precious Achiuwa is capable. Jericho Sims, he's capable, you know? You could throw him out there.
Yeah.
We got some young guys. Huck Porty, does he start seeing some minutes because of it, you know, showing us what he has early on? Could be. Maybe. But as far as Mitch, I say get him 100%. Don't rush him back for no unneeded reasons. You know, just let him get 100% healthy and then manage it from there on. Keep him healthy because come playoff time, that's when we're going to need Mitchell Robinson the most.
Yes, indeed. Look, Mitchell Robinson, last year his efficiency was down a little bit compared to his elite season in 21-22, where he had a 76% efficiency field goal percentage. Last season, it was 57%. So his efficiency was down. But like Chris mentioned, I think the Knicks can find him a little bit more around the rim for those lobs, get that efficiency up. He's capable. He's had elite seasons efficiency-wise and offensive rebounding-wise. It's just the games played that need some work. And also remember, Knicks fans, Mitchell Robinson has never played with Julius Randle and OG Anunoby in the same lineup. Now you add in Mikal Bridges in that. I'm not saying that it's not going to be, you know, a hard adjustment for Mitchell Robinson, but, you know, it was interesting, Chris, because no playing time with Anunoby and Randle. But are you concerned about that or, you know?
No. Yeah. I'm actually excited about that.
Yeah, so am I.
Look, we've all seen what it looked like when OG Anunoby was brought over and Julius Randle looked completely different on the defensive end. Look, he wasn't Dennis Rodman out there or anything like that, but Julius Randle was showing the effort. He was just defending and giving effort, which is amazing to get from Julius. So then you put Mitch into that equation and Mikal Bridges. I mean, is it going to look perfect from the start? Probably not. But I have no doubt that that's just, I mean, teams are not going to want to deal with that backcourt, in my opinion. You got to go through OG. You got to go through Mikal. Then you got to go through Julius. And then it's Mitch. So
good luck.
Yeah. And I think Mitch is going to love it, man. He's probably going to find himself in less situations where somebody gets beat off the dribble and he has to like come over from the weak side to get a block. While that is his calling card and he shows he's capable of doing it, kind of takes the pressure off of Mitch and maybe takes him out of situations where he's hustling across the court and, you know, the potential for injury is there because he's having to do some crazy athletic block, you know?
Yeah.
So another way you kind of manage his injury.
Yeah, look, there's going to be a lot of ways where the Knicks can manage it, but, you know, I don't know. It's just how Mitchell Robinson is one of the critical pieces to our puzzle right now. And without Mitchell Robinson, you know, our championship, I mean, to get to the NBA championship, to get to the NBA finals, our chances become lesser because Mitchell Robinson is a major piece to this puzzle. And, you know, the talk of the offseason has been where we're going to go with that backup position. But, you know, right now we believe in Mitchell Robinson. I'm calling for a big bounce back year. And I'm hoping that the Knicks have a plan for him in place this coming season. Touch on his contract a little bit, Chris. He has two more years left on his contract. He's an unrestricted free agent at the start of the 2027 season. $14 million this year. His contract descends, which is crazy. Another great contract from Leon Rose. $12 million next year, 13% of the cap. Great contract, Chris. So I guess bold prediction for Mitchell Robinson this year. What we got?
Mitchell Robinson will play 70 games.
Okay. 70 games. That's, give me that. If you play 70 games, sign me that. 70 games plus three, hopefully four rounds of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Please sign me up for that. I really want that to happen. My bold prediction for Mitchell Robinson is... bold prediction, right? So I think this is Mitchell Robinson's last year with the New York Knicks.
Ooh.
But I'm hoping that, you know, it's a great one. I'm hoping that it ends on a high note. That's my bold prediction.
It's crazy you say that, because going through his contract, I wanted to ask you, do you think Mitchell Robinson, you know, gets to finish that contract off as a Knick? Because, you know, getting Mitchell Robinson at 12.9 mil,
that's a bargain.
That's a bargain. Granted, yeah, injury concerns and whatnot, but let's say Mitchell Robinson comes out here and, you know, plays 75 games or something like that.
Oh, they ain't
telling me. You're telling me a team's not gonna be interested? I'm sure teams are interested now. So,
of course, if Mitch comes out this season, plays 70 plus games, 65, 70 plus games, plays the majority of the playoffs, the Knicks are not going to be looking to move Mitchell Robinson. But if it's more of what we've been seeing from Mitchell Robinson, I think the Knicks will be entertaining moving Mitchell Robinson. And I think, you know, he's still valuable, whether his durability is a concern or not. Centers like him of his caliber are very valuable in this league. And I'm hoping for a big bounce back season from Big Mitch. We can get it.
Yeah. I'm convinced Mitch is going to be on a mission. Yeah. You know, the way things went down last season, obviously every Knick has like a chip on their shoulder. They want to get to that ultimate goal and win a championship for this city, man. So Mitch, like I said, critical to this Knick squad, and I'm sure he's focused. I'm hoping he'll start the season healthy, but you know, we'll see. I'm sure that news is coming soon.
We shall see. That was a player preview for Mitchell Robinson. That was fun. I'm Anthony from Knicks Nation.
I'm Chris.
Catch you guys next time. Peace.
Peace.
Thanks for listening. Please hit that follow button to stay updated with our latest episodes. And we also greatly appreciate those 5-star reviews. For you video enthusiasts out there, head over to our YouTube channel to catch the podcast in video form. YouTube.com/KnicksNation. You'll find all the relevant links conveniently listed in the show notes below. See you next time.